Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the third day of December. Friday, the third day of December 2010. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours today. Coming up in about 30 minutes, I'm going to have an update up at Infowars.com with some really serious breaking news. And I'm just going to wait until 11:30, coming up in 30 minutes, to go over this. The headline at Infowars.com right now is Police State Episode of Hit Ventura Show Covering FEMA Camps Pulled from Air. Now, I noticed this 3 weeks ago, and I've been so busy that I didn't really talk to the network about it until about a week ago. And then I talked to some more people from the network yesterday, and I decided this morning, why not just talk to Jesse Ventura directly? And he's been busy and just noticed it in the last week. That they did completely memory hole. They normally air new episodes over and over again. They're airing all the new episodes over and over again, but the Police State FEMA Camp special that I consulted on and, of course, appeared in heavily. In fact, of any of the episodes I've been involved in this season or last season, this is the big one. And I'm very proud of it. I've said it's a first for national television. And I can say... Well, I'm going to wait till the bottom of the hour. I called. I talked to Ventura. I wrote some notes about what I can and can't talk about because obviously when you're working with an organization and there's confidence involved, I don't break confidence when someone puts me in that place. But I knew that they wouldn't wait long to start saying something about this because these are people that like freedom. I'll guarantee you Ventura does. And so what I've got for you is pretty bombshell. And Ventura is deciding right now what he's going to do about this, but I will let you in on this information coming up at about T-minus 30 minutes. Well, exactly 30 minutes from now, at 33 after, and we're 3 minutes into the broadcast right now, I will get into this information. This deals with the freedom of the press. It deals with behind-the-scenes media manipulation. It deals with this whole Homeland Security apparatus. It's a lot bigger than just this TV show and FEMA camps. The truth was told in that hour special. The truth was told. And people don't like it. And I'll be surprised if they start re-airing the JFK episode from last week. I noticed that isn't scheduled before the new premiere tonight on Water. And if the system doesn't like the JFK or the Police State episode, they're really not going to like what airs tonight. I mean, this is hardcore that they're putting uranium in the water. And it's confirmed. It's funny that it's breaking in Texas newspapers and CBS News at the same time here in Texas. But they spin it and go, the government's covering up uranium. That's not the story. The fact is they're sticking it in there because it fries men's genitals. DU does the same thing to our troops. Haven't you figured it out? I got the White House Science Czar book over there on the shelf. It goes a lot further than men in suits robbing their trash cans. I mean, it's and I want them to defend themselves. I want them to come out swinging. But I got to sit here and wait for them to tell you the full deal. And it's very hard to keep my mouth shut. Folks, this stuff is real, okay? It's 110% real. And by 110%, growing up, I didn't get that term. Now I get it. It's always crazier than you can even imagine. You think you know 100%, there's always 10% more, and then 110% more after that. I got all this other crazy news that dovetails with this. It's all insane. And it's all out in the open. That's what's so crazy about it. It's all coming up today. Bob Chapman popping in. Lloyd Chapman getting into Obama and blacklist on U.S. businesses that won't be able to engage in business. You can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me just calmly go over the 14 stacks of news that I have here in front of me. Let me just calmly mention each stack before I start trying to get into them here on this live Friday edition. China gold imports surge fivefold. Financial Times of London. Do you realize the magnitude of that? I mean, that is so staggering. This a week after they announced they're dumping the dollar with the Russians. And what have they chosen as their new real currency for international trade? Gold. They're also going wild into silver. Ron Paul says U.S. counterfeit machine will lead to political social chaos. What did the Pentagon say 3 years ago? What did the British Ministry of Defense say 3 years ago? That they're waiting and planning for this. That's why they're censoring Jesse Ventura's police state FEMA camp special, because it breaks down the entire control grid, the spying system. What's in the news today? What I told you years ago, the government is watching everything, listening to you, reading your emails, tracking every purchase you make. It's totally lawless. It's completely illegal. And they've been doing it in plain view. Now it's in the Wall Street Journal today. Now it's in Wired Magazine today. And they talk about it like it's no big deal. Yeah, TSA sticks their hands down your pants. Yeah, the government spies on everything you do. But it's secret where the 28-plus trillion's gone to the Federal Reserve. Oh, but we'll tell you about a trillion of it. It's going to U.S. media. and to foreign banks. I mean, it is so criminal, so illegitimate, and the sky's the limit for these people. Oh, there's no doubt we're going into a total depression. There's no doubt the FEMA camps are there. There's no doubt we are in so much trouble. And we're in trouble because the average American, I listen to them on talk radio, the talk show host, they're childlike. They are so trusting. They have no understanding of concepts or geopolitical movements or political systems. They are helpless. But it doesn't matter. 5% of people weren't helpless against the corrupt British government that looked like angels compared to this one in 1776. 5% kicked their hind end because they were committed to fight them and never stop. We got a lot more than 5%. I'd say we got 15% that are hardcore and another 20% or so that are starting to wake up. We are going to win this thing if the globalists can't play us off against each other. Okay, I said I'd get to all the stacks. The financial stack is totally insane. With the food lines and the depression lines forming, and with the real unemployment is more like 30% in California, 23% nationwide growing. We've got the new TSA information. CNN reporter put on watch list after criticizing TSA. It's coming out that they are spying on people that criticize the TSA. Just total brazen authoritarian, tyrannical bullies. They're also announcing on television that, yes, the TSA is going to be in every town and city, confirming what we told you years ago, with the local police. They're now doing it from Florida to Texas to California, New York, Chicago, literally putting the hands down the pants. I've got the local newscast of them grabbing the genitals at bus stations and it's just, I can't believe it. The border's wide open, of course. I mean, they are literally getting us ready to be rounded up and shipped off, and they're getting the cops all trained for it. I mean, it's just so the bankers can rob everything. I mean, it's a nightmare. It's totally illegitimate. All people got to do is wake up and realize history, but they won't. They're still getting drunk every day, watching their football games, talking about silly stuff. The average man acts like a 14-year-old boy. People have arrested development. And so we're going to get hurt real bad. You can be absolutely assured of that. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. I've got all this TSA stuff. I've got all the WikiLeaks news. Here's the Washington Post with a whitewash. The Washington Whitewash Post, government reports violation of limits on spying aimed at U.S. citizens. And then they just go on to admit that basically everything you do is completely surveilled. Of course, the Know Your Customer Act openly says the government has database connections directly to all your bank accounts and credit card transactions. The credit card companies are paid money by the government to upkeep the databases. They know lifetime. I mean, 6 years ago, I put it in Matrix of Evil, the mainstream news articles where the governor was talking out of school in Wisconsin and told the Green Bay newspaper that, oh, look at my threat fusion center. We can just dial in your name or Social Security or driver's license and focus on where you are via your cell phone at any time. And, you know, we've got license plate reading cameras. And back then I'd talk about it and get laughed at. Now it's all over the news. And, oh, yeah, everything, license plate readers, face scanners, total control, but the border's wide open. Government reports violations of limits on spying aimed at U.S. citizens. Here's Wired Magazine. Feds warrantlessly tracking Americans' credit cards in real time. This was all public in 1996. It was all in the Telecommunications Act. And it goes over it. The store loyalty cards. The store gives you discounts on the products to create algorithms and figure out what you'll buy at any price to raise prices on key items and rip you off. That's admitted. But also they're paid by the government in real time to deliver the government every day what you buy. It's totally criminal. It's totally illegal. They just do it. All this RFID in products and cars. They admit, going back a decade ago, San Francisco Chronicle, they've got radio readers up all over the country tracking in real time. and they're now announcing all this to cause a chilling effect, to break your will. Yeah, we spy on everything you do worse than 1984. Yeah, we stick our hands down your pants. Yeah, we got 800 cities that are sanctuary cities and the illegals are above the law. Yeah, we've got Homeland Brigade troops training to take you on. What you going to do about it? Yeah, we gave the money to the media. Yeah, the mainstream media is paid off by the government. Yeah, we're stealing everything. Yeah, we're taking the veterans' benefits. What you going to do about it? We got SWAT team guys who think they're warriors, who think the American people are their enemy, trained to kill you. We're foreign bankers. We're criminals. Ha, ha, ha. These cops like their uniforms. They like their power. They're going to do whatever we want. And if you smart off, we're going to taser you. I mean, it's brazen. This country is becoming like Romania under Ceausescu. They built the grid bigger than anything anybody's ever created. And they're lined up with all this stuff, tracking everybody, and now they're going, yeah, we're going to start censoring. Yeah, we want to start arresting people for their speech. White House Science Czar, yeah, Sunstein and others have said. And now they come to the point of saying, oh, you think you're going to peacefully take the country back through the states and the legislatures and the Congress? You think you're the people and this is of the people, for the people, by the people, and you're going to do what the founders said and what's totally legitimate? We're going to stage terror attacks. We're going to come after the American people. We're going to start wars with you. We're not going to let you peacefully take things back. We're going to rape you. We're going to steal everything you got. Because they know the average American is literally in a trance. You try to talk to adults out there, major scientific studies, it's on record that most adults have lower brain waves than people just 20 years ago. They are in a sleep state. You talk about glazed eyes. The general public is literally asleep. Because when you watch just a few minutes of television, the first time it takes an hour or more, the studies show. But once you learn to have suspend disbelief, when your eyes glaze over, your mouth hangs open, you start drooling. Once you get mesmerized, your brain waves lower to a sleepwalking state between waking and sleep. Totally suggestible. Folks, your neighbors are literally zombies now. They are literally biological androids. Do you understand that? That's why you can't get through to them. And they put chemicals in the water that accentuate that. On record. And zombies listening right now laugh because they've been pre-programmed under hypnosis to laugh when they hear this. It's in Texas newspapers. There's uranium and radium and the government is putting it in there and zombies are listening and laughing because they're under a trance, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand? This is real. People laugh at this because they're under a trance. They've been given a hypnotic suggestion. You can see it in the shows where they make fun of all this stuff. Under a hypnotic suggestion, programming the centers of the brain associated with humor. They're literally laughing as they stumble off the cliff. Lieberman has power to shut down websites with a phone call. Washington Times, editorial, wave goodbye to internet freedom. FCC crosses the Rubicon into online regulation and calls it a way to protect net neutrality. It's the opposite. Is the Patriot Act patriotic? Does the New Freedom Initiative of 6 years ago, admittedly with the goal of getting half of U.S. kids on drugs, psychotropic drugs, is that new freedom? Here's another one. Joe Lieberman's campaign to trample the First Amendment is proceeding right on schedule. Zero hedge. I mean, it's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this. Connect. Wants to track your movements for advertisers. I talked about this a few weeks ago, but now it's in the Wall Street Journal. It's in TG Daily. And I've talked to the techies around here in the office that are into this stuff. It has face scanning cameras. It has voice recognition. It can listen to anybody in your house and knows their name and pipes it all directly to Microsoft. I remember learning about cable boxes 12 years ago, Scientific Atlantic, that have a microphone that was not in use, but that tied back. Or then TiVo 7 years ago, watching what you watch and reporting on it. Now, they're listening in your house, face scanning. Like 5 years ago, Google announced they're using the cameras and microphones to watch you. In Pennsylvania, the school comes out and says, yeah, we're watching your kids in their showers with their government laptops at home. And people just go, oh, that's the way it is, because they're under a trance. They're watching us at home. They're putting their hands down our pants. But they're under a trance.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Ago, there are even Egyptian carvings and Babylonian Sanskrit about how to domesticate animals. And they would breed them for the more docile, the more passive. Until today, you look at a wild buffalo that all cows have been bred from, it's wild, it's vicious, it's smart, it's aggressive compared to a regular cow. The cows have been bred to literally be in a daze. Well, we have been chemically and artificially turned into cattle. And it's time, if you're out there laughing right now, to realize you've been programmed like a computer. And it's time to get upset about this. It's time to say no. You know, gold right now is $1,406 an ounce. In fact, John Harmon, what's silver right now? Will you look that up for me and tell me? Thank you. $29.18 right now. And gold is above $1,407 now. So it's up a dollar. And what do you expect? China gold imports surge fivefold. They announced last week that they are going to begin completely dumping the dollar and not using it in international transactions. When they're buying minerals or rare earth minerals, when they're buying oil, they're not going to buy it in dollars. No, they're going to be buying it in gold, ladies and gentlemen, because worldwide, across the board, fiat currencies are being devalued. What did Napoleon Bonaparte say about private banks running a nation? When a government is dependent upon banks for money and bankers for money, they and not the leaders of the government control the situation. Since the hand that gives is above the hand that takes, money has no motherland. Financiers are without patriotism and without decency. Their sole object is gain. Napoleon Bonaparte. What did Lord Acton say around the same period? The issue which has swept down the centuries, and notice centuries later, we're still facing it. The issue which has swept down the centuries and which will have to be fought sooner or later is the people versus the banks. And what did George Washington fight? What did Andrew Jackson fight? This same issue. What did Lincoln deal with? What did Kennedy get killed for? The bankers. What did Thomas Jefferson say? If the people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered, Thomas Jefferson. This was always the issue in our country. It was always the number one election issue at the state level, at the federal level. From the 1770s right through until the 1960s, it was always the issue or one of the biggest issues. It was a scandal decades after the passage of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 that it came out in major newspapers that the richest families in the U.S. had met 3 years before, in 1910, at Jekyll Island, Georgia, to secretly, and this has now all been released, come out in their newspapers they owned, they didn't own them all at the time, but most of them, and say they were against the Federal Reserve Act. Oh, don't get us, don't. Oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch, when that's exactly where they wanted to be thrown. Now, arrogantly, 2 weeks ago, at the 100-year anniversary of this conspiracy to take over the financial system of the U.S. and to control the issuance of currency and credit, and hence take over the U.S. and use that as a base for the planet, they had a celebration at Jekyll Island with Bernanke and all the rest of the scum and the elite families and Greenspan. And now it comes out that 20, and we haven't gotten a new number in about 9 months. We got new numbers at the end of January. So that's a 10, 11 months, excuse me. We haven't gotten any new numbers from Bloomberg or AP. So it's 28 trill that they won't tell Congress where it went. But yesterday they went ahead and announced, okay, of a trillion or so of it, we're paying off the media, we're giving it to foreign banks, we're giving it to private corporations. Just, you know, here's your tax money. I mean, does that give you an idea of how bad this has gotten? They get away with anything. And so what's coming next? Total oppression. We'll be back with Key Intel. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So it's all happening right now. They're trying to pass now through the House the bill that gives the federal government unlimited, no checks and balance power to take over any farm or ranch, to stop you from having a garden in your backyard or slicing tomatoes for your children. No food preparation. Total federal control. They're trying to pass the carbon taxes. They're trying to pass the total takeover and censorship of the internet, where the Justice Department can shut down any website without even giving a reason. No judge, no jury, no court, no recourse. Just like no fly list, we put you on this list. There's now 2 million Americans on it. A year ago, it was only 1 million. Or 2 years ago, it was only 1 million. Now it's 2 million people plus on it. You can't ever get off. You're going to have government authorization to even have a job. That is mainstream news, CNBC. Obama wants secret blacklist, where they just secretly put a company on a list so they can't ever get government contracts. Obama every week is issuing hundreds of waivers. He doesn't have the power to do it. I mean, again, Congress passes a law. He signs it and he says, well, I will now have the Department of Labor issue waivers to any corporation I see fit to not have to buy their employees' insurance. And then nobody else gets that, and so they can't compete, and they shut down. Do you realize just on every front they are now setting up the dictatorship of the federal government? All the previous developments were just building the foundation. Now they built the superstructure. They put the walls in. They're putting in the fixtures. They're polishing the wood floors. They're putting the front door up and the locks. I mean, they are completing this thing. They are finishing the Death Star that is going to be used to obliterate your individual freedoms. On every front, they are moving now. They are stealing tens of trillions a year. They won't tell the Congress where it went. When some of it comes out, it's buying off media. I mean, that's a totally unfree society. Meanwhile, people are fighting over Republican and Democrat. Boehner is up there today putting out press releases, the Republican leader, probably going to be speaker, reporting on, unemployment went up to 9.8. Oh, my. I mean, Boehner knows full well it's above 22. They all just play along with it. If a congressman isn't talking like Ron Paul about martial law, world government, dollar collapse, they're bought and paid for. And I want to see Rand Paul hit the ground running when he gets into the Senate. We all, by degree, have been conditioned to accept more and more and more insanity. And whereas I would read the blueprints over a decade ago and say your cable box has a microphone in it that they don't even tell you about, they've got AI computers recording it and doing keyword data logs. Then Google comes out 5 years later and admits they're using all of these devices and your computer to listen to you and watch you. Schools come out and say, yeah, we're watching your kids at home. No judge, no jury. They come out today in the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post and Wired Magazine and say, yeah, the government's listening to everything you do. They're watching all your transactions in lifetime. Just 4 years ago, Bush was up there in press conferences going, we're not listening to any of you without a warrant. We're only listening to Al-Qaeda overseas. Yeah. Then he got caught lying. So Congress runs in and writes a retroactive law saying, well, if it's people of interest overseas to people in America, we don't need warrants. And then it turns out it's just complete lawlessness. Well, we already knew that. The Telecommunications Act of 96 gave $9 billion. First it was $6 billion, then $3 billion more, to be technical. And it was also authorized billions more each year to pay the telecoms to run the spying for the NSA. And they've got what they call dark fiber at every major IT facility that is NSA. Period. Everything and everything you do is being listened to. But don't let that intimidate you. Don't let that become some panopticon. You know, the French, going back 300 years ago, figured out how to build circular prisons that had a stone guard tower, generally four stories high, inside a four-story prison. And all of the bars were open so they could watch you at all times, and there were guards at every level of the tower that had catwalks going out so that you had the feeling of being watched all the time. The French 300 years ago developed this system of total surveillance, or the feeling that you're being surveilled. Good. You're dirty criminals that shouldn't be listening to my phone. You're a dirty government that makes everything it does secret. See, they get more secret as everything we do is wide open. And every act of this is a felony. But it doesn't intimidate me. It doesn't scare me that they're corrupt and evil. See, a lot of folks are going from the process of denying all this exists to going, yeah, I know it's all real, so I'm just going to go along with it. If you give in to this, we know historically 100%, 100% of the time, we know where this goes. Downhill. The more they get away with, the more they're going to do. And again, comes out 3 months ago that all the major death benefits of 6 million dead and dying veterans from World War II through to the current wars are having their death benefits when they die stolen from them, and the government made a deal with the insurance companies to do it, and nobody gets in trouble. because the bureaucracy said. Congress didn't pass a law legalizing theft. The bureaucracy says so. They say it's against the law for TSA to stick their hands down your pants, but they say they're immune. Are you starting to figure out what these people are doing? They are psychologically breaking our will. They are training us to accept anything. Now, not only did it come out in the last 2 days that hundreds of billions of dollars was given to foreign banks, hundreds of billions was given to foreign corporations, and hundreds of billions were given to U.S. corporations in the Fortune 100, including MSNBC and other media outlets. But the details of that remain secret, and MSNBC violated tax laws by not reporting it, but the government doesn't care if you violate laws as long as you're part of their criminal group. We have a criminal government that is a sock puppet for offshore ruthless banks that Thomas Jefferson warned you about, that Lord Acton warned you about. And I read those quotes earlier. And so, of course, the government's out in the open, and Lieberman and Sunstein are out in the open, and others are out in the open, and Bill O'Reilly's out in the open saying, censor people's free speech. Execute WikiLeaks. Regardless of what you think of WikiLeaks, if you execute or imprison him, and it does look like a globalist destabilization program, if you execute him for leaking this stuff to the media, am I going to get executed for when law enforcement gave me the MIAC report and Homeland Security reports proving that veterans and gun owners are the number one enemy of the federal government and that that's who's really targeted, not Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda? Will I be executed? I mean, if somebody gives a reporter some information, will they be executed? This is where we're going as a society. And it's moving quicker. Once you get to this point in a tyranny, then more tyranny happens in a year than happened in the previous decade. Then when you get deeper, more tyranny happens in a month than happened in the previous decade. Then more tyranny happens in a week. I've studied tyrannies. It's the same. It's like a cancer. You know, certain types of cancer, they know how they grow, they know how they behave, they know what they do. And folks, the planet, our society, our civilization gave in to corrupt politicians, corrupt banks, corrupt elites with fancy PR men and slick packaging, and they sold us pure evil. And it's here. And it's only going to get worse until you break out of your trance and get angry. Now, I'm going to make the big announcement here. I'm authorized to go this far. People that don't understand basic journalism, I wear many hats. I'm a pundit. I'm a journalist. I'm a filmmaker. I'm a writer. I'm a researcher. I'm an analyst. I've got to wear all the hats here to fight the globalist. But under journalism, people say, tell us who your law enforcement source was for MIAC and Homeland Security. Doesn't matter what my source is. The government admits those documents are real and are upset about it. See, the general public's so ignorant, they're like, well, why don't you tell us your source? Because then I wouldn't have the source. And it's the same thing with this Jesse Ventura TV show being censored. You know, I've done some consulting for the show. I've appeared in about half the episodes of last season and this season. I'm in the episode tonight, next week's episode. Deep research. And when I saw the police state episode that I consulted on heavily and appeared in, I couldn't believe it was going to go on air. And I said that on air. I said, I cannot believe this is going to air. How the threat fusion centers are spying on everything you do, how they got roundup lists. This is all on record, but never presented on national television. The Rex 84 plan, the continuity of government plan, and these congressmen being questioned who co-sponsored the Emergency Centers Act, who then made jokes about it and tried to deny it. I couldn't believe that that was actually going to air. I couldn't believe that that was going to go on air, and it went on air. Now, normally when these shows air, They air again the next week before the new episode, then they air every day in the next week. They air them 30, 40 times. They're re-airing last year's episodes. It's got to be in the hundreds now. These things are on all the time. They're very popular. The police state FEMA special only aired one time, 3 weeks ago, on Friday night. It aired one time, and it gave people the full spectrum breakdown. Ventura at the end said, the police state isn't coming. It's here. People say it can't happen here. It already has. It was hardcore. I felt proud of being involved. I called Ventura up that night at home and congratulated him. I called his son, Tyrell. I called Michael Braverman. I congratulated him. I'd never done that before. I said, this was incredible. It was scheduled. On the schedule to air the next Friday before the new show. It was supposed to air at 8 p.m. Central before the 9 p.m. Central premiere of the new one. Didn't air. I kind of thought, well, maybe it's a snafu. Then it didn't air again. Then I started making phone calls. And, you know, you work with people. They say, well, I really, you know, can't tell you anything unless it's off record. Well, then I can't come to you with something off record. So I just called Ventura up this morning. He just learned about it in the last few days because he's busy too. You know, he fires and forgets, makes the show and moves on. And so here's the article updated at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. In fact, I don't even know if it's on Prison Planet yet. It went up 15 minutes ago. Police state episode of Hit Ventura show covering FEMA camps pulled from air. Update from Alex Jones. In fact, we'll put this from InfoWars.com up on screen. Update from Alex Jones and Governor Jesse Ventura on secretive police state cancellation. You notice they're not saying why it was pulled. You notice no one's in the news saying it was inaccurate. It's just pulled out of the schedule. It's pulled out of the, you know, and off the site. The clips, the video clips on the True TV site are pulled. It just disappears. It just doesn't exist. Of the 8 episodes, there's only 7 listed now. Update from Alex Jones and Governor Jesse Ventura on secretive police state cancellation. And so I can talk about it because Jesse wants it talked about. And he's not giving a full statement yet. He's going to do more investigation, but next week he said he'll probably come on the show. He's deciding what he's going to do right now. Update from Alex Jones and Governor Jesse Ventura on secretive police state cancellation. This is an update on the now confirmed bizarre cancellation of the police state FEMA camp episode from True TV's schedule, which is apparently due to background pressure. I wrote this with Aaron right before I went live on air today. Call him in here. I want to update this. It is due to background pressure. I'm just not authorized to say what. In fact, just call Aaron in here right now. It's not apparently due to background pressure. It is due to background pressure. To just have him take apparently out. Alex Jones, a consultant to the show who appears in Police State, noticed 3 weeks ago that the episode was scheduled to air before the then newest episode on Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Alex knew the encore presentations were consistently replayed over and over prior to brand new Friday premiere episodes. So red flags went up when it did not re-air like all the others. Now that more inconsistencies have been documented, Alex made some phone calls to get to the bottom of the matter. This morning, Alex spoke with Governor Jesse Ventura and discovered that he was fully aware of the fact that police state had been pulled due to pressure from within the government. Now, that's the bombshell. That's all I can say, and I'm going to leave it there. But out of the government, from a branch of government, that's what did this. The government doesn't want you to see what you saw. You understand that? In America, if they're not buying off a network like MSNBC, if they're not paying for it behind the scenes with your tax money, the gov just calls up and shuts it down. This morning, Alex spoke with Governor Ventura and discovered that he was fully aware of the fact that police state had been pulled due to pressure from the government. And I already have that separately from the other sources, but now Ventura's out in the open so I can talk about it. The former Minnesota governor and star of the show indicated that he's not ready to make a full statement yet and that he's still investigating the details and talking with network execs. However, Ventura urged that people have a right as citizens to contact True TV and let them know that they want to see it back on air. Whatever the full cause of the behind-the-scenes pressure, it is clear that the government does not want audiences discussing FEMA camps and fusion centers or looking up H.R. 645, the bill named and read in the episode that authorizes FEMA emergency centers and gives you a blueprint of what they've already built. Alex has done all he can to make sure that True TV series is packed with hard-hitting facts and full of real, substantial issues. Though the show employs the dramatic techniques used through television, this is not the typical stuff. People had better understand that these are truly groundbreaking shows that are discussing damning evidence that the establishment doesn't want sinking into the minds of the mainstream audience. Yeah, through their mind control box. Who knows if tonight's water episode investigating lithium and uranium and fluoride being added to drinking water as a means of population control will itself even air or be repeated after the fact. Lovers of liberty and supporters of conspiracy theory show had better cue their DVRs and other recorders and save the episode for good. Because with the censorship we've already seen, it is difficult to know how long this program will be on the air or whether its episodes will air or repeat.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Ted Anderson up because gold is surging towards another all-time high, $1,407 and climbing, silver going way up. The huge announcement, China's gold imports surge fivefold. We'll get Ted's take on what that means. But listeners, do you understand that pressure has been put on True TV to pull the episode? And it's been gone for 3 weeks. It has not re-aired like all the other episodes. And we don't even know if the JFK is going to be re-airing. They're not re-airing it tonight before the new show, as they normally would. That's super hardcore. And it just shows that this country's not as free as we thought it was. See, stuff can fly under the radar. The system's pretty arrogant. The episodes went on last year. But I told you, these episodes were so hardcore, it's got the system scared. Because let me tell you, that police state special 100% nailed the takeover program. I mean, what, are they going to call the Wall Street Journal today or Wired Magazine and say, don't report that we're tracking everyone in real time illegally? No, you're the crooks. You're the ones doing stuff that's wrong. We're done. It's time for people to come out in the open about this. And I commend Ventura for saying, well, I got to do more research, but we do know this is going on and we know the specifics, but he wants to flesh it out further on his response before he does something. And he even said to me, he said, what more can I do, Alex? I mean, I go and do this show. I fly all over and get groped. I try to get the truth out to people, and then this happens. So, you know, he gets a little disenchanted, but he's a fighter. We'll see what Ventura does. He's already fought today saying, you tell your audience, you know, it's their right as citizens to say they want to see it back on air if they want. I want to bring up Ted Anderson. Ted, what do you think of the police state episode being memory holed?
Well, I mean, it's just another Big Brother intervention. I mean, I don't know why they want to keep the fog over our eyes. I guess if you want to introduce tyranny, you want to make sure that the people aren't aware of it. But I think everybody's, they're smart enough to figure that one out. It's just it's another nail in the coffin to our constitutional rights, our liberty here as Americans. The government wants to keep us, keep the wool over our eyes so we don't know what's going on, so we don't fight against this.
Well, it's now being confirmed that they are putting people on no-fly list to criticize the government, including CNN reporters. I mean, they are so dirty, Ted.
Alex, it boils my blood, and I know it does for everybody in this audience. I mean, we should be obviously True TV is taking a big risk putting Jesse Ventura and you on the air like that. I mean, but still, I mean, this is what we need. This country is so hungry for this. I mean, we're talking millions of people that are watching that.
Well, I mean, here's another wrinkle. What did Ventura say? He had a 3-year contract with MSNBC. They hired him basically knowing he was anti-war, then stuck a gag in his mouth that said your TV show's canceled even though it got great ratings, and you're not allowed to do media interviews for 3 years.
Yeah, they paid him to keep quiet because he's under contract. I mean, that's the way they operate. They will.
No, but that, I mean, of course, now we know it was the government funding MSNBC all along. That's how evil they are. Now he comes back with another show and government's coming in.
Yep. Yep, of course. And
I mean, that's why when I've been offered by some of the biggest TV networks in the country, my own TV show and also my own investigative reports and reality shows, I just say no. Because if I don't act like a clown, they're not going to put it on television. And I remember a big filmmaker who made the a show for Discovery Channel, their most expensive show ever. It was almost $4 million for 5 episodes. And they came back to the director and said, make these guys look kooky. And he didn't, so they just canceled $3.9 million on Discovery Channel. That was 3 years ago. So now when I get the almost weekly calls offering me TV shows, I just go, no, because they won't let it on air. Stay there, Ted.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.